Choose my PCC. Candidates for the Lincolnshire Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on the 2nd of May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Leslie Ann Rowlings, Liberal Democrat. David Dickerson, English Democrats. More Police, Catching Criminals. Mark Jones, Conservative Candidate. More Police, Safer Streets. Mike Horder, Labour Party. Peter Anthony Escreet, Reform UK. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Lincolnshire. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Lincolnshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as the UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. Leslie Ann Rowlings, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. Liberal Democrats across Lincolnshire are delighted that Leslie Rowlings has agreed to stand in the Police and Crime Commissioner elections. Leslie has lived in Lincolnshire for 33 years. She has extensive experience working with the community through her work as a district councillor over the last 18 years and working as a community lead in a large school on the leadership team. She has three children, and her work and family experience living in rural Lincolnshire has given her a good knowledge of our communities. She is a deputy leader of West Lindsay District Council and previously a county councillor. When it comes to crime, talking tough is not enough, says Leslie. Our communities value our police service and want to see them tackling the most serious of crimes, whilst working alongside partners to prevent crime from happening in the first place. Much more needs to be done to prevent criminals from reoffending. People want to see more police officers on the streets and feel that something is being done when crimes are reported. Under this government, things are getting worse. Talking about how tough you are on crime is simply not enough. Liberal Democrats believe that the Police and Crime Commissioner is a waste of money. The office costs and spin machine alone have cost the public millions of pounds. Lib Dems would redirect resources into frontline policing, tackling antisocial behaviour, victim support, and crime prevention measures instead. Polling stations are open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the 2nd of May. You will need photo ID to vote. Published by Stuart Bray, care of Mayfield, Linwood Road, Market Raisin, LN8 3QE. Contact details. Website: https://www.choosemypcc.org.uk www.gainsboroughlibdems.org.uk. Email leslie.rowlings@gainsboroughlibdems.org.uk. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/RowlingsLibDem. David Dickerson, English Democrats, More Police, Catching Criminals. Election Statement. The Chief Constable is responsible for policing. The Police and Crime Commissioner is elected to hold the Chief Constable to account on behalf of the community. To set the budgets in order to have effective and efficient policing, the English Democrats will do this. Our candidate, David Dickerson, has the knowledge and understanding of what's required. David is a retired senior police officer. Following retirement, he was a director of a homeless charity and has a good understanding of how people can end up in a spiral of decline. David is a proven senior police manager with several years' experience in policing and police budgets. He is experienced and trained in the management of serious incidents, including acts of terrorism. David will examine the budgets and where the money is being spent, and will ensure budgets are being spent on frontline policing and not on politically correct projects. Operational effectiveness will be improved, starting with examining the budget and the actual number of officers/staff against the role and establishment budget. Setting visibility targets, measured by the community. Improvement around communication, with the force will be examined. There will be targets for answering calls. All reports of burglaries, for example, will be attended. Training budgets will be increased or adjusted where possible to train response officers in basic evidence gathering, including lifting prints where needed. Scrap diversity targets and ensure the best qualified candidates are awarded the job. Partnership working with outside agencies will be further developed. If you want common sense policing, a visual deterrent, an end to politically correct policing, then please vote for David, who will be tough on crime and the fear of crime. Election address, prepared by David Dickerson, Coronation Cottage South, Bulldrove, Boston, Lincolnshire, PE22 9DW. Contact details. Email inquiries@englishdemocrats.party. Mark Jones, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election Statement. A record of delivery. A commitment of more. I have been honoured to be your Lincolnshire Police and Crime Commissioner since 2016. I inherited a budget of £112 million and have increased that to £178 million in just 8 years. Financial stability for policing is vital to the safety of our communities. With ambitious new priorities, the force delivered record numbers of police recruits, an array of game-changing units and innovations, including a roads policing unit, drone and rural crime teams, a unit tackling drug-related crime and extra police officers in two neighbourhoods. Time to build on that success. It is vital PCC and Chief Constable work together. I recently appointed a new Chief Constable with the vision and commitment to deliver my ambitious plans to slash crime over the coming years. We will make a formidable team, protecting your community. My promise to you. Continue to maximise warranted police officer numbers. Vital to preventing and tackling crime. Visible antisocial behaviour hotspot patrols. Action to tackle those damaging our communities. Making policing more visible to our communities. Residents must know the police are active in their area. This will happen. Get officers back on the streets and freed from newly imposed central bureaucracy. Implement my plan, getting thousands of policing hours back on the streets, away from desk work. Speed up vital digital forensics. Almost all crimes now involve phone data, etc. Transform this work, cutting investigation time, better for victims, and freeing up valuable officer time. Continue to run arguably the best victim services in the country. So much to say, including domestic abuse, violence, female safety, fraud, and more. With your support, we can do so much. I am committed to delivering for you. Prepared by Sheila Bibb for Mark Jones, both of 1A Farrier Road, Lincoln, LN6 3RU. Contact details. Email markjones4pcc@yahoo.com. Website https://www.facebook.com/markjonespcc. Mike Horder, Labour Party. Election Statement. I joined the Royal Air Force at 16 years of age, which brought me to Lincolnshire, the county which has been my home ever since. I went on to serve 26 years in the police, including uniform patrol, neighbourhood policing, firearms unit, public order, negotiator, hostage, crisis, kidnap and extortion, and corporate development. I offer a depth of policing knowledge and experience, both frontline and strategic. My practical experience enables me to hold the force to account and drive positive improvement. I will be a PCC that the people of Lincolnshire can respect, trust and rely on. I will rebuild trust and respect in the police service. I will demand more funding from central government and not rest until we get it. After years of funding cuts to policing from the Conservative government, rising crime and public outcry at the loss of over 20,000 police officers, the government was pressured into a highly publicised scheme to try and restore the number of officers. Lincolnshire had a net gain of one police officer. Yes, you read that right. Just one. On retiring in January 2024, Chief Constable Chris Howard said, "We still have fewer officers than a decade ago." And he spoke of the ridiculous funding position of Lincolnshire Police when compared to other forces across the country. His Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary and Fire and Rescue Services, HMICFRS, states that Lincolnshire Police require improvement in six areas and are merely adequate in the remaining four. The Conservatives are failing the people of Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire deserves better. Vote for positive change. Vote Mike Horder. Contact me, mikehorderlabour@gmail.com. Election Address, published by Election Agent, Chris Burke, 6 Colgrave Street, Lincoln, on behalf of the Labour Party. Contact details. Email mikehorderlabour@gmail.com. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/profile.php?ID=10009269911066964. Peter Anthony Escreet, Reform UK. Election Statement. As a child, my family moved from South Yorkshire to the local area in 1987 because my father started work on Asfordby Mine. I went to school in Grantham and college in Newark, where I also did my apprenticeship in mechanical and electrical engineering. After studying control engineering at university and starting my career in cybersecurity, I moved back to Grantham in 2015. I'm enthusiastic and highly motivated to take the skills I've developed during my career in the private sector and apply this to Lincolnshire policing to get the best for Lincolnshire. Below is a list of my personal priorities. Cut all council tax towards the office of the PCC to zero, saving each household between £200 and £600 a year. Provide the people of Lincolnshire with face-to-face contact to address concerns, complaints about Lincolnshire Police. Increase visible policing. Boots on the ground does make a difference. Disband the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner and put any remaining funds directly into Lincolnshire Police Force. Push to ban all police officers from dancing while on duty, /in uniform. Trim the fat of middle management in Lincolnshire Police Force. Review all outsourced service and make cuts across the board. We shouldn't have third parties making massive profits from taxpayers' money. Put a stop to police investigating non-crime hate incidents and focus on actual crimes. Change the hiring policy away from diversity hires and university-programmed graduates and move to hiring the best candidates for the job. Immediately stop any police policies that move the county towards a police state. Push for zero tolerance approach to crime. Stop any existing green policies or moves towards net zero. Stop woke policing. Peter Anthony Escreet, Church Trees House, Swinegate, 38 and 38A, Grantham, NG31, 6RL. Contact details. +44 739 941 1193. Website https://www.reformparty.uk. Email lincolnshirepcc@reformuk.com. Facebook Peter Escreet, PCC, Lincolnshire. Twitter @PeterEscreet. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Lincolnshire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates we're provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Lincolnshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Lincolnshire on the 2nd of May 2024. The candidates standing in that election alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Dickerson, David, English Democrats, More Police, Catching Criminals, Escreet, Peter Anthony, Reform UK, Hoarder, Mike, Labour Party, Jones, Mark, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, Rowlings, Leslie Ann, Liberal Democrat. I can be contacted at Angela Andrews, City Hall, Beaumont Fee, Lincoln, LN1 1DD. Electoral at lincoln.gov.uk. 01522 873 733. https://www.lincoln.gov.uk/voting-elections. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF. This is the end of the recording.